Thank you. So I will continue in English. So I will present the part of the project about the landscape dynamics. This presentation was prepared with CD7, which is over there. And so, as Christophe told you, is about the antique estate stake in this presentation is the national estate of Sombor, where we are now. So this estate is first known for the for its castle, which you are here, and it's less known about for the national estate. It's a national estate of more than 5,000 hectares, and it's a whole estate. And it was the world was bright at the same period than the castle during the 16th century. So it's an estate walled by 32 kilometers of wall. Inside the estate, as you see, there is not only the castle, but there is also a village and some farms. Maybe you see it already yesterday, and the forest. This forest is the largest enclosed forest in Europe, and it's dedicated to hunting, but also now to biodiversity conservation and nature tourism. So consequently, it's populated by an important wildlife, and especially ungulates, as some people already told you during the animation yesterday. So the purpose of this presentation is to question really quickly, because I have only 10 minutes, the link between wildlife and forest, especially in this national estate, which is wall. So first I will present the materials and method of this study, then the results, short results of the landscape dynamics study, and then some results from the analysis of archives and literature. So for the framework, you know, already it's in the framework of the project COSTO, and our task was to identify the landscape dynamics and their anthropogenic factors. And here I will only focus on the link between wildlife and the forest and the forest dynamics. So the source we use is first to know and map the land use. So we use vectorial database, topographic map, but also some old plans. We use it to draw some map like this one, to know the former land use in the national estate of Chambord. And we compare a different land use map we draw thanks to a GIS, and like that we can know the landscape dynamics. We also use other sources, especially archives of the National Estate of Chambord, and also literature. And here I will mainly refer to the account of a forest ranger of Chambord. The name of this forest ranger is Jacques Toureau, and he already write a book using some archives. So and he give his point of view about the forest and the link between wildlife and forest dynamics in this national estate. So first, if we see the landscape dynamics inside the hunting estate from the 16th century, so if we see the current land use, we see it's mainly forest. The national estate is dominated by forest, the main current land use category, and it's a national game reserve. That is for the current situation. But if we see in the past, and especially when the national estate was created during the 16th century, the situation was a little bit different. First difference is it was already to create a hunting estate. So when it was created, it was for this purpose of hunting. But as you can see on the map here, the forest was not so important than today. The forest was mainly concentrated in the south part of the national park, of the national estate. And if we see some other land use maps, and especially this one from an old plan dating from the 17th century, the 18th century, sorry. You can see that on the national estate there is in the past some other land use, and it was especially moors, but also cultivated areas. So a large part of, as you can see here in orange, this part of the park was cultivated in the past, and especially during the 18th century. There is also some proof of this cultivated, of the presence of crops in this area, with, for example, here engraving dating from the 19th century. The change was during the 19th century. It's the decrease of the crops. The crops mainly, mostly disappeared of this area, and consequently, hunting was become the only one, the main activity. Maybe not the only one, but the main activity inside the estate. The change is can be explained by the plantation program. It's not change is not only inside the national park. It's the same thing on the area or also around this this national estate. So thanks to this plantation program, the forest increased, and during the 19th century to now, the forest is the main current land use, is the main land use in the park. So if we analyze the landscape dynamics. Only if we consider only the presence or not of forest, we can see that there is an increase of the forest during the history in the park, and in the same time there is a reinforcement of the hunting inside the park. So we can conclude that when we favor hunting, we also favor forest. But this idea is counterbalanced by some accounts, and especially by the accounts of Forest Ranger, as a lot of intervention of we here explain that the presence of wildlife is maybe not compatible with the forest, and it's the point of view of the Forest Ranger. So, and especially, it's a point of view of Jacques Thauvaud. Jacques Thauvaud was in charge of the management of Chambre Forest from 1947. And we can consider that in his point of view is representative of the point of view of forest managers. And so it's my idea is that hunting is not compatible with forest management. So it's not a surprise. So in fact, the hunting conduct to have high density of game, and the consequence is, as we hear already, the destruction of vegetation, the preservation of vegetal colonization. So the forest regeneration is compromised, especially by grazing. So he explained this. Jacques Thauvaud explained this fact by showing some picture about copais overgrazing by game, like this one. And if we see other account of forest ranger, they also explain the same thing: the effect of the game on the forest. So we can attest that it's a consensus between for the forester to say that to denounce the bad effects of game on forest. And so according to Jacques Thauvaud, it's important to defend forest against game. For him, high population of game is a problem, and it reveals the priority given to game at the expense of forest. And for him, it's particularly problematic because here in Chambord, we are in an enclosed park, and he explained that this forest is not dedicated to wood production, but first purpose is hunting. So nowadays, the National Estate of Chambord is a national hunting reserve since 1947. It's steel wall, and some part, as you see, is not open to the public. It's still not a productive forest, but we can see that it's a well-managed forest because they, the forest ranger here use some fence to prevent game from damaging and to protect especially some area to allow the regeneration of the forest in this area. So in conclusion, from the forestry workers' point of view, like Jacques Thoreau, hunting conduct to high population of game and it's conduct to compromise the regeneration because of grazing. And it's so consequently, the forest management is not compatible with hunting. But if we consider the landscape dynamics inside the national estate of Chambord, we can see that finally, in fact, the national estate was created to be a hunting estate, and the place of hunting, the role of hunting was reinforced during the history of the national estate of Chambord. But finally, in the same time, the forest also increased inside the national park. So this can made us to conclude that maybe the forest is not so incompatible with the game and the hunting. So the national estate of Chambord is a hunting estate, and I already say that, sorry. And nowadays there is a willingness for the estate to find a balance between hunting and forest conservation. It's still a national game reserve, but it's now more oriented toward the biodiversity conservation and natural tourism. This implies to have to protect game, but also to protect the forest, because as my colleague Jean-Louis Yanguet will present it, the forest is also important for the tourist activity. So thank you for your attention.